Our next speaker is Anthony Shelton, the Executive Assistant from QP Ontario.
The members of the Canadian Union of Public Employees across Ontario are the workers who witnessed firsthand the devastation and suffering caused by the hurtful policies and program funding cuts of the Harris government. Within our union, there are many members saying they can no longer stand idly by and watch the polarization of people in our society under this uncaring government. Under the Tory watch, we have seen more children live in poverty, more people without shelter, a growing disparity between the rich and the poor, and people dying because of tainted water than any other time in our history. QP Ontario is here today for two reasons. First and foremost, we continue to provide both financial and moral support to OCAP. This support is unequivocal, and we will continue to do so. OCAP provides the help to people in the most basic level and also speaks out loudly against this government's hurtful policies. But too many other people remain silent. Secondly, we are concerned about the increasing tendency in our justice system to target people who challenge the powers that be. We saw earlier this year, as Judy Rebic pointed out, and I was there in the streets of Quebec City during the meeting of the FTA, that anti-globalization activists like Jagjit Singh was denied bail following his arrest at the Quebec City summit. Like Singh, John Clark and Shawnee Popham have been targeted for their refusal to back down to the ludicrous extent that the Crown labeled Clark a terrorist. These actions are aimed at silencing dissent. Many of us here have seen tactics like this used in the past by governments and by police. It is our duty every time to speak out against the misuse of power. Through the efforts of Premier Mike Harris's government, greed has become a virtue and poverty a sin. Like the healthcare system, we believe that increasingly we're seeing a two-tier justice system in Ontario. One system that treats the wealthy with kids' gloves, and one that treats the poor in a draconian manner. Thank you.